Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Light is a symbol of hope and truth. Think of the five prudent virgins in the Lord's parable, waiting for the bridegroom with their lamps, full of love for the bridegroom and his bride. A prudent, lovely young girl looking forward to the wedding is a beautiful representation of the church, preparing to meet the bridegroom, who is the Lord. How may we prepare to meet the Lord and follow him into the wedding? How may we find our way in our life? It is a law of the divine providence that we should be led and taught by the Lord from heaven by means of the Word, and by doctrine and preaching from the Word, and this to all appearance as if by ourselves. Often we wish the Lord would give us more definite, specific path to take, but the Lord is too respectful of our freedom and rationality to dictate a direction. Still, the Lord does give us a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. He provides guidance for every situation. His leading is couched in many different ways of speaking, in commandments on the most universal directions of life, in parables, stories, prophecies, sayings, doctrinal statements, memorable relations from the other world, and in many other ways. He provides all these kinds of teaching for two reasons. First, so that there may be something suitable for every state of our life, from sensual up to rational, from disobedient to innocent. And second, so that when we are not ready to obey, we don't have to get his message and then directly disobey him, but we may fail to see what he means until we are ready to live according to it. Meanwhile, his holy and beautiful truths and the precious states of love that he has in store for us are treasured away, hidden under the appearances of his word, so that they will still be holy and precious for us when we are ready to use and enjoy them forever. Because the word is written this way in appearances that often obscure the true spiritual meaning, the word seems to contradict itself in many ways. Is there one God, or are there three? Why does Jesus pray to the Father? Does God sometimes become angry? There are many stories and sayings in the Bible about the wrath of God. Also, the word can be hard to apply to the specific situations in which we want guidance. What should be my life's work? Whom does the Lord want me to marry? How many children does the Lord wish me to have? How can I do a good job of raising my children? Is it more important to work to preserve the earth's environment or to provide for people to be born who may become angels? What is the wisest, most loving, most responsible way to care for my parents when they can no longer care for themselves, given all my other responsibilities? How does the Lord want me to balance the use of my time at home and at work? This is why we need what is called doctrine, that is, certain clear principles that we start from when we read and interpret the Word. By means of doctrine, we can understand the Word. The Word becomes like a lampstand with its lamp lit. In light of certain principles or starting points, we see and understand things that wouldn't make sense without doctrine. Because we hold certain key things to be true, things that we have learned to expect the Lord to be saying in His Word, when we come across other things that seem obscure and out of agreement, we either overlook them or else we explain them according to our doctrine. We might say, this passage must mean this. Taken out of context of other teachings, it seems to say that, but in connection with all these other clear statements, it must mean this. Now, this sounds like we're reading what we want to into the Word, deciding what it says before we read it. But the fact is that everyone interprets the Word in light of his own experience, upbringing, knowledge, and disposition. Each church approaches the Word with certain assumptions and finds evidence and confirmation that its doctrines are true. We cannot avoid it. If the Word is to give us any guidance at all, we must come to some conclusions about what the Lord is really saying and what He wants us to do. We cannot simply waver back and forth between various appearances and meanwhile do whatever we like. The key is for us to realize what our assumptions or doctrines are and then examine them in light of the Word to see if they really seem to be in the spirit of the Lord's teaching. Most people get their starting point from the church in which they were raised. So the question is the lamp of doctrine in our church burning brightly, or is it a smoldering, smoking wick? No doctrine is true simply because the leaders say so and their followers confirm it. Millions of people can be mistaken. So can our parents and friends. So can we. How do we reach a true understanding and receive the Lord's guidance? There are three steps. First, approach the Lord. Second, read the Word. Third, obey and make use of those truths that we do see. To approach the Lord means to pray for His guidance and enlightenment. It is an attitude that acknowledges that all by ourselves, we cannot discover the truth. We by ourselves are like lamp stands or candle holders without a lamp or a candle. The Lord is the only source of light. We have light from Him. To the extent that we realize our need for His light and open our minds to Him, He gives us light in such a way that it feels like our light because it's so clear and we know it's from the Lord. It is important to develop a habit of reading the Word regularly. Principles of life cannot be discovered and confirmed in a few minutes or in a crisis, but only over the course of years. If we turn to the Word only in an emergency, it will be so unfamiliar that we won't find much light there. We need to keep our lamps trimmed and the light of the Word burning brightly in our daily thoughts. Then, as situations come up, the Lord will be able to help us recall and reflect on things that we have heard and read before. Even without conscious reflection on specific teachings, our lives will be guided by the Word. There are three kinds of people in relation to seeing the truth in the Word. The first are people who are enlightened by the Lord as they read. They develop and draw out doctrinal principles from the Word. The second are people who do not discover principles for themselves, but who do think for themselves about what others say and teach, and check what their church is saying and doing against the Word. They agree with things they find in the Word, and they disagree with others. The third are people who are so busy with work in this world that they don't have time to study the Word. If their lives are to some extent governed by the Word, they can learn from others. This leads to the third step in receiving light from the Lord, applying what we know to life. This is the message of the parable of the 10 virgins. All had lamps, doctrinal principles to guide them, but 5 could get no light from their lamps because they had no oil in them. Olive oil stands for love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor. These are the 2 great commandments. They are the spirit of the whole Word on which hang all the law and the prophets. The more we use the Word to help us treat our neighbors with love and wisdom and to be led by the love of the Lord, the warmer and brighter will be the light in us. The Lord gives us a promise that He will lead and guide us if we ask, seek, and keep knocking at His door. He sent His angels to tell some people in the other world, read the word and believe in the Lord, and you will see the truths that should constitute your faith and your life. Everyone whose soul desires it can see the truths of the word in light. Though we sometimes walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is still with us, His rod and staff guiding us and protecting His flock. Eventually, we will come out of the shadow into light, where we may dwell in His house forever, in fact, just as soon as we are ready and willing. Let us look to the Lord, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Let's get into the habit of reading the Word and thinking about what He is saying to us there. And let us use the Lord's teachings as a lamp for our feet and a light for our path in service to our neighbors. For Jesus says, "Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, so that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them." Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.